This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're on the surface of the planet Mars with Curiosity, the rover with the drill. Bob Zimmerman is here to introduce a challenge to Curiosity, a very unusual drilling challenge. Bob, what is happening? This is an update.
Yes. The rover has moved up onto a geological level they call the Marker Band. Marker Band is a flat, smooth area that you can see on the flanks of Mount Sharp at the same elevation on all sides. It's not there every spot, but it's there frequently on the flanks at the same elevation. It's because it's flat and smooth. It suggests that it's been resistant to erosion. You know, the top above it erodes away, and then stuff under it erodes away, but it doesn't erode. And, of course, it's an interesting geological feature, so they've been very much interested in studying it. So they've finally gotten there. And one of the ways you study it is you drill into it and get a sample and analyze the sample. Well, before this week, they had tried three different times to drill into a Marker Band rock and were unable to do so. The drill just simply would not go down. So they tried a fourth time this week, and once again, the drill just would not go in. The rock is just too hard. Now, I've got a panorama in Behind the Black showing where their future travel will be across this flat plain, about 500 feet across, that's the Marker Band, with many, many flat pavement stones of the Marker Band along the way. And they're going to cross that, and as they go, I'm sure they're going to look for other places to try to drill, because it would be really, really good to get a sample that they can analyze of this to try to understand why it's so hard and what its geological history is. But if they don't, it's not a big deal in terms of travel. The Marker Band is actually a relatively easy place to travel across. And once they do, they'll climb up higher onto Mount Sharp and into more interesting terrain. So that's the story at this point. I'm curious.
Lucy is a NASA robot probe headed to asteroids. And it's not fully deployed of a sun shield, solar panel, but it's healthy. And they've added something to the mission. Why, Bob?
They've added a 10th asteroid. When Lucy goes out, its path is going to take it through the main belt of the asteroids, and then it'll visit the two Trojan asteroid clouds that are in Jupiter's orbit fore and aft of the planet. And because these are areas with lots of asteroids, the flight is designed to pass by nine. Well, they saw that they were going to be going through the main belt later this year, and they were going to get within 40,000 miles of another asteroid. And so they decided with a little bit of mid-course corrections, they can get within 280 miles of this asteroid and get some good images and study a 10th asteroid. And so they made that decision. So on November 1st of 23, they will pass within 280 miles of an asteroid that's about a half a mile across. This is a main belt asteroid. It will be one of the smallest visited, and it'll be curious to see. They're also going to be using this thing to test some of their engineering having to do with rendezvous and flyby of asteroids. And this will be a good test of that, John. So that's coming up.
Did I speak too quickly about the solar panel not being fully deployed?
It's not fully. It's 98% deployed, and everything functions so far. So they think they can do the rest of the mission without any troubles, John.
All right. Now, Yogi Bear on Mars. What am I looking at, Bob?
This is just a silly image from the science team of Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. They saw a feature. It's a buried crater that has two small craters on it and what looks like either a mud or a lava volcano caldera. And when you rotate the image a certain way, it looks like a bear on Mars, the face of a bear. And so it's silly image time. And so I posted it on Behind the Black because it's just cute, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, The Bear on Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.